I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Washington, in London, and in Baghdad today, questions are mounting about whether U.S. and British officials hyped intelligence to justify a war against Iraq. Lawmakers on both sides of the Atlantic are debating whether to launch inquiries into the allegations.
We'll hear the latest from London and from Capitol Hill in a moment. First, though, to Iraq itself, where the hunt for weapons of mass destruction is about to step into high gear. A new team of American, British, and Australian investigators arrives there this weekend. Meanwhile, today, the Iraqi exile group that provided much of the intelligence now being criticized defended its record. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Baghdad.
The party line at the Iraqi National Congress today was, forget about weapons of mass destruction. Instead, think about mass graves. The Iraqi exile group, which fed the Pentagon information on Saddam Hussein's alleged weapons programs, today defended its intelligence gathering record. But its spokesman, Entefat Kanbar, did so with a curious shift in language mid-thought.
I do believe that weapons of mass destruction are existing in Iraq, and I believe that finding mass graves all over Iraq, I think one day we are going to discover that Iraq is a whole one big mass grave. I think this thing vindicated Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush. I think anybody who is questioning if this war was legal or not, or legitimate or not, should find the answer in these mass graves.
New mass graves are being discovered, some containing thousands of bodies of people killed during the rule of Saddam Hussein. But when a reporter pointed out that it was weapons of mass destruction and not mass graves that the Bush administration used to justify the war on Iraq, Kanbar had an answer for that too.
Because they didn't know there were such mass graves.
The INC is one of seven political groups jostling for power within a consultative body designated by U.S. civil administrators here. Kanbar rejected the idea that the INC's intelligence gathering was skewed to accelerate both the war and his group's chances of coming to power. However, U.S. intelligence experts have questioned the INC's reliance on testimony from defectors. They say there's always a risk defectors will say whatever pleases those who help them. Still, Kanbar was adamant that weapons would be found, and he welcomed the U.S. decision to send a beefed-up weapons inspection team. So did Ambassador Paul Bremer, the top U.S. official in Iraq, at a recent press conference.
We have a new group called the Iraqi Survey Group, some 1,300 to 1,400 men and women who will be arriving on June 7th.
The new group will focus more on questioning scientists and officials and less on site searches, which have proved fruitless, if you accept two truck trailers the Bush administration says could have been used to produce illegal weapons. Bremer said the search for weapons had been slowed by the difficult task of trying to bring stability to Iraq, and that he was convinced something would turn up.
I think... We will find something at some point. It seems very hard to believe that Saddam Hussein would have put his people through the misery he put them through for 12 years, given up billions and billions of dollars of revenue if he didn't have something to hide.
Bremer added the weapons weren't just a political problem for Bush and Prime Minister Tony Blair.
Well, there's a lot of pressure in Baghdad on that subject too, not just London and Washington.
On the streets of Baghdad, though, it is hard to find where the pressure may be coming from. Nobody says they feel threatened by a chemical or biological weapons attack. Many doubt that Saddam Hussein could have hidden a substantial weapons program during UN inspections. Some have heard that a new inspections team is coming to their country, but almost all people say they wish they would work instead on solving the list of problems that has become almost a communal litany here. Patchy electricity, gas shortages, no safety on the streets, no jobs, and no money. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Baghdad.